The squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMZA.
Good afternoon to you here in Colby, Kansas for day two of the Class 181 Girls State Basketball Tournament. The Centralia Panthers are on to the semifinals. The 5-seed, of course, from Northeast Kansas taking on the number one overall seed, the Little River Indians. The Indians are perfect 24-0 on the season. As for Centralia, they enter 22-2. Now, these two teams have met. It's been a while, but the last meeting was on March 9th, 2011. And that was in the state quarterfinals in which Little River defeated the Panthers 36-32. Well, coming into tonight's game, Centralia on a four-game winning streak, including winning yesterday's game over Norwich, 52-30. And in that game, Owen Dieters, what an incredible start she had. She had 14 points in the first quarter and 24 on the ball game. She shot 7 of 18 from the floor, 7 for 11 from the free throw line, as well as 3 for 8 from beyond the arc. David Gibbs was special as well. She had 14 points, shooting 4 of 8 from the floor and 5 of 6 from the free throw line. And Hayden Kramer did a terrific job as well. The freshman guard had 7 points, shooting 3 for 7 from the floor. As a team, they shot a collective 39.5%, 27.8% from beyond the arc, and 68.4% from the free throw line. So an impressive win for Centralia. And Owen Dieters, she inches closer and closer to 1,300 career total points. She has a pretty solid game. She can meet that mark, as she is 1,278. So that's 22 shy of 1,300 career points in the illustrious career of Owen Dieters, and she's still got a full season ahead of her next year as well. And she continues to be the 10th highest active scorer in the entire state of Kansas and the leader in the classification as well all time. Or it's not all time, excuse me, for this year. It's 1,278 points for her. On the season, averaging 18.7 points per game, 6.4 rebounds, 4.5 assists, and 5.7 steals per game. Shooting 40.5% from the floor, averaging 15 shots a game, and shooting over 6.4 threes per game, and shooting 31% from beyond the arc. And also, by the way, she's gotten really good at shooting free throws as of late, shooting 70.7% from the cherry stripe at 6.7 attempts per game. David Gibbs, the second leading scorer at 8 points per game and 6.5 rebounds, that leads the team. And she has also been really good from the free throw line as well, 62.3%. is her shooting percentage in the ones that are free from 15 feet away and contested. Hayden Kramer is the third leading scorer on the team with 6.4 points per game, shooting 22% from beyond the arc and 63% from the free throw line. And Josie Haberkamp averaging just a shade under 5.5 points per game and 60% from the free throw line. As for postseason stats, in their three games, including the two in sub-state, which includes the 42-36 semifinal sub-state win against Troy, the 65-35 Berlin game sub-state championship win, and then yesterday with their 52-30 win against Norwich, Owen Dieters averaging 22.7 points per game. And again, that was all yesterday. 24 points with pretty much not really that much time that she played in the fourth quarter, so most of that, all of that, coming in the first three quarters. And shooting 66.7% from the free throw line as well. David Gibbs is shooting 70% from the free throw line in postseason play and averaging just a hair under 10 points per game. Josie Haberkamp averaging 8 points per game, including that 18-point explosion in the championship game against Berlin game. And she is shooting 75% from the free throw line. Well, let's go ahead and step aside for a couple of minutes, and we'll come back and we'll get a preview and a look at the Little River Indians, what they've done so far this season. Back here in a few, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Whitney Wilson, owner of Downtown Seneca's best apparel, footwear, and accessory store. We believe in the power of community and the importance of supporting our local businesses. When you shop with us, you're not just buying apparel, footwear, and accessories. You're investing in your local community. At Fitted, we help you feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted with us, and be a part of something bigger. Stop by and see why people come back time and time again to visit with our friendly staff. Shop small, shop local, shop fitted in downtown Seneca, Kansas.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance. insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
This is Alan Meyer, Senior Vice President and Business Development Officer at Community National Bank. As a proud Nemaha County native, I deeply understand the unique needs of our local communities. At CNB, we prioritize hometown values and personalized service. Trust us to be your financial partner committed to supporting your dreams and the growth of our community. Stop by and visit with me. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
Are you tired of one-size-fits-all insurance? Become a champion of choice with an independent insurance agent. We're not tied to one company. At SBS Insurance Agency, we shop a variety of options to find the coverage that suits you. Experience the freedom of tailored insurance solutions, personalized service, and unwavering support. Choose SBS today. Your coverage, your way. Call us and let us navigate the insurance maze for you.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
Your project starts here at Sawalmer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Stop by Sawalmer Lumber in Seneca and purchase any carpet of any kind and upgrade to our top-of-the-line pink pad for no additional charge. Our top-of-the-line pink pad features memory foam for ultimate comfort. Enhance your space and extend the life of your carpet with the quality material and expertise that only Sawalmer Lumber provides. This opportunity is only available for a limited time, so stop by today. Transform your home where every improvement begins with Sawalmer Lumber in Seneca.
Back here in Colby at the Event Center of 2021 State Tournament Semifinal. Coming up here in just a few minutes, taking a look at Centralia's opponent tonight, the Little River Indians. 24-0, the number one overall seed in the tournament. They're all titles in school history. They won them in a four-year window, 1995 to 1998. And this year, it's their second state tournament appearance in the last 3 years, with their recent appearance being in 2022. They lost in the quarterfinals to Burlingame, and that appearance was their first since 2011. In 2011, it was the last time that Little River has been to the state semifinals, so it's been a minute since they've been at this level, and the Indians are looking for their first state final appearance since 2002. Well, here is the Solomon tournament. They did their business against King Elva 55 in the semifinals, and then up on Gospel 56-32 in the sub-state championship. Two top career scorers for the Indians are Elena Eck and Aubrey Olander. He's got over 1,000 career total points. Eck, 1,068, and Olander has 1,024. And looking at what they did yesterday, it was actually Erica Feldman's team in scoring yesterday. She is a freshman. She got 19 points, shot 7 of 15 from the floor, and 3 of 7 from beyond the arc. And as for Eck, she got 18 points, shooting 6 of 12. And 5 of 6 for the free throw line. As for Aubrey Olander, she got 8 points in the win, going 4 for 4 from the floor. And her younger sister, Havana Olander, she also got 8 points. She got 3 of 7 from the floor. And really a bit inside, scoring the zone. Then had a team yesterday. They weren't too bad from beyond the arc either. They shot 30.8% and made 70 of their free throws. Well, Eck is their leading scorer. from the floor as a guard. Really impressive stuff by her. She will be somebody we'll keep an eye on this afternoon. And she also shoots 26% from beyond the arc. As for Erica Feldman, she's a sophomore. She averages 14.2 points, 6 rebounds, 3 steals, but 2 blocks. She's 25% from the floor and 32% from beyond the arc. And Abriola averages 9.8 points, 7.7 rebounds, and shoots 54% from the floor. This team that shoots is super efficient. One tape, and they shoot 45% collectively and 31% from beyond the arc. This is just a really special Little River team. For this, you said they're long, they're athletic. This is a team that you can't just attack all the time. In the way that they attack this team. To win this game, he says we'll have a much better chance of winning in a low-scoring affair than in a high-scoring affair just because of the amount of ever has in terms of scoring. They have a total of 6 players that are 5'10 or taller, including 2 girls that are over 6 foot, and that never have that kind of length. They like to kind of camp in the paint. Opie was able to get some threes to go from beyond the arc. They spread out the defense. They were able to work that way, but they didn't get much going inside, as Opie, not very tall team themselves. As a result, they struggled to get easy back. One thing Opie struggled to do was get past the Redskins' press, which gave the Eagles a ton of fit. Little River runs a 1-2-1-1 zone press, and kind of a recap what happened yesterday in that press. There were stretches where Opie was able to beat the press and get some baskets on the other end, and there were stretches of 3, 4, 5, sometimes 6 possessions in a row where they couldn't even get to half court because Little River press. That will be a point of emphasis for Centralia's girls here this afternoon to beat that press. And to do so, they're going to need their freshmen and their sophomores to remain calm, stay cool, and play like upperclassmen. That is going to be the key to Centralia's success here today. To not get frazzled by the amount of length, the amount of depth, and the amount of experience from this Little River team. Because that's one thing that Centralia doesn't have is the experience that Little River has. Owen Dieters is the only player that has experience playing in a state tournament. Now, there were a couple of girls that were on the roster in 2022, but didn't have the kind of experience that Owen Dieters got in the state tournament. So this is a whole new experience for most of the girls. Moment by moment, very well. And they hope to do that again here. Again, it's an extraordinarily difficult to defend Little River team. All right, let's step aside one more time, and we'll come back. I think we're going to just have one more break. We'll come back with starting lineups and get you ready for tip-off here on the MNC Sports Radio Network.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmaldley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, heinentruevalue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Colorectal cancer is the second leading cancer killer in the United States among cancers that affect both men and women. But it doesn't have to be. Did you know that routine screenings for colorectal cancer now begin at age 45? This screening can save lives. When discovered early, it's highly treatable. If you are 45 years or older, contact your Seneca Family Practice primary care physician at 785-336-6107 today to discuss your screening options. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice. People you know, care you trust.
KMZA.
And we are back here in Colby, 1-800-8 tournament. The final Australia and Little River about to get underway. We'll get started, starting off with the Little River. Excuse me, number four, a senior, Ashley Stevens, 5'6" senior, Alina Eck, number 12, 2 senior, Aubrey Owen, number 15, a 5'5" sophomore, Dana Hunter, and number 24, a 6'1" sophomore, Erica Feldman. In for Centralia, number 0, a 5'7" freshman, Hayden Kramer, number 11, a 5'5" junior, Tatum Kramer, number 15, a 5'6" junior, Owen Peters, number 20, a 5'7" sophomore, Tua Thompson, and number 41, a 5'7" freshman, David Gibbs. Little River is head coached by Cy Rolfs, and the Centralia course head coached by Dusty Thompson. So once again, the starters for the Indians, it's Stevenson, Eck, Aubrey Owen, and Australia, it's for the second day in a row, Centralia in their road, black on black. Trent has some more whites with their red letters and numbers with the gray trim down the side and around the numbers and letters as well. Get tip for the number, and we're underway. Tip is one. Centralia trying to hand their first loss to the Indians this season. 24-0. To the near side wing, dribbling to her left is Stevenson. Gives up to the top, Erica Feldman. First side with catch for Havana Flander. Hands it off to Elena Eck. Defended by Hayden Kramer, and even start for the Panthers. Driving as far as the near side corner is Eck. Drives, shut up, not too strong. Offensive rebound, put back is no good, but she fouled. Going up. And a couple free throws for Aubrey. And that foul will go against Owen Dieters. That's her first. Works. Lander, 51% shooter. Second one's up and good. Owen Dieters got into some foul trouble. Extra. She picked up her second personal foul with 7:03 to go in the second quarter. They break the press and start things down. Hayden Kramer. Far side. First side corner. Driving base. Underneath the basket. Top of the block, pulls up and gets it to go. And Owen Dieters, after 14 points in the first quarter yesterday, strikes first from the Panthers, and they go up 2-1. far side wing. I beg your pardon, that was Stevenson, who hands it off. Now Feldman fires a three. That one is good. Erica Feldman, 72% from the line. Then back up by a pair. 4-2. Court lob ahead, ahead to Dieters. Far side wing. She's going to fire a three. That's strong. And reached by. Sophomore outlet pass, far side to Eck. Up ahead. Near side, Olander was looking for it. And she picked it up. Dieters thought she got fouled. Doesn't get called. And shot is no good for Olander Eck. But she goes to the line to shoot two more. Another foul for Centralia. As you can hear the Little River students behind me. The foul is against Kate Kramer. It's her first. Second. Eck. 66 for free throw shooter. That one is good. The scorer for the Indians. Every 13. Australia has fallen into a quick 6-2 hole. 13 to go. First quarter.
Jared, call me back. You're breaking up. Jared, call me back.
Meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents.
Yep.
Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
KMZA.
Apologies for the technical difficulties. 6-3, Centralia trailing early. Tatum Kramer shooting two free throws, making her first. Second one on the way. That one is good. So it's 6-4 now. Owen Dieters already picking up a personal foul. 5:58 to go first quarter. Eck with a spinning catch. Floater in the middle of the lane. No good. Picked up in the air. Rebound by Josie Haberkamp. Ripping it away is the freshman. Straight up took that away from the senior, Aubrey Olander. And now Dieters. It's a jump ball between her and Eck. Russian arrow with Peter with Australia. That was Strecker. Checks in for Little River. So 2 points for Dieters, 2 points for Tatum Kramer. Dieters, the inbounder, goes the far side wing. Tatum Kramer crosses over, loses it on the floor, and turns it over. Heck, with a steal. Out of the defensive head, scored by Tatum Kramer. As Australia gets the ball back, here's Dieters. And he gets it half court, defended by Strecker all the way. Crossover dribble, going to her right, stopping at the elbow. Picks up pace again, and retreats to the corner. They're going to give it up. Hits double and does give it up to Tatum Kramer. Top of the key, drives right. Stops. And offensive foul is called. Off the ball against Josie Haberkamp. 13. Pressure here in the backcourt. Pressure on the inbound. Back to back. Now cross that court. Pass to Eck. Looking to run with it. And here's the side. Kicks it out. Feldman for three. The lefty. No good. Short. Rebound. Tatum Kramer. 6-4. Little River with the lead. Peters looking to drive. And she'll instead go to the far side wing. Stops there. Lob up. And for Josie Haberkamp. Nice find. But the shot's no good. Offensive rebound. Put back. That's no good as well. And rebound for Little River. And stolen away by Dieters. After the steal. That's like Tatum Kramer. Thought about the three. Instead holds on to it. Gives up to Dieters. Coach Thompson telling your team to spread out here. Driving right side, Dieters swatted out of there. And out of bounds, last touch by Australia, apparently. That's not a good call. I think they're going to reverse this. They should reverse this. And they will. So 4:33 to go in court number one. Court Thompson will check back in. To come in for Tava Gibbs. A The inbound. Peters gives it into Hayden Kramer. You're at court. Moving to the middle. Thought about a long three. Instead holds onto it. High post pass to Abercamp. The freshman going to the right. She gets blocked out of there. Another rejection by the Redskins. They've been dominating the paint so far, as they normally do. Here's the three straight away. That's an air ball out of bounds, but it's Australia. As mentioned, Little River has six girls that are 5'10 or taller. So they'll face the Indian Express once again. It goes to Dieters with 4:10 to go, first quarter. Still 6-4. Bob in the near side wing to Kramer. She's on your side. Trying to get across half court. She does. Pass up ahead to Dieters. Almost lost it and picks it up underneath the basket. Pass is deflected and thrown away. In that length. Logging up the passing lane. Far side wing catch. Eck behind the back dribble. Gives it up to Feldman. Feldman to the near side wing. Strecker passing side. Thrown away by Josie Haberkamp. And now she'll give up to Dieters. Little River averaging close to 61 points per game. Charlie averages a little over 50 a game. Peters looks to drive, left side, shot up. Again, another rejection, but that's going to be a foul against Feldman, I believe. And Peters will go to the line to shoot two. So they're actually going to get this to Adeline Strecker. I'll be here first. Team second. Peters to the charity stripe, shooting 66.7% from the free throw line in the postseason, as the first one is no good. Keelan Rempe makes her debut for this afternoon. Checks in for Tatum Kramer. One more try for the two-time All-State junior guard, Owen Dieters. That one is no good. It goes 0-2. Chance to tie it, but it stays 6-4. Feldman brings it up to the near side corner. Savannah Olander to Feldman to Strecker, looking to drive inside three-point line. Pass to the near side. A floater into her left is good with the left hand for Havana Olander. Makes it 8-4. Peters on the near side. Lob of the head across that court to Keelan Rempe, the freshman. To another freshman, Josie Haberkamp. Head fake. Spins the inside. Pass back out to Rempe. And back to Peters, and he'll call out the play. Goes to the right. Goes up to Hayden Kramer. Dribbles baseline, makes a move, and a whistle and a travel is called. 2:44 to go, quarter number one. It's still 8-4. Yeah, Coach Thompson wanting a foul call, not going to get it. Eck passes it to Olander. Cross that court to Strecker. Far side, short corner, mid-range jumper, no good for Feldman off the front end of the rim. Dieters getting pushed to the back, nothing called, but gets the rebound anyway. Panthers fans unhappy about it. 2:27 to go, first quarter. Dieters with the key, fires a three off the dribble. That's way off the mark. And now we'll go to Little River. Coach Thompson calls out the press here, telling your team to calm down a little bit. Mentioning before the game that the freshmen need to kind of calm down and not let the moment get be too much for them. As Eck drives by a defender. Floater, good. Nice move by Elena Eck. She has four. It's 10-4, Little River. Cross that court pass to Josie Haberkamp to the near side wing to Hayden Kramer. And Arendi, she'll fire away a three near side wing. That's short. Rebound Eck. Here come the Indians up the far side. Right in the middle. Stop. Pop. No good for Eck. Offensive rebound. Putback is good for Avery Lafferty. And it's 12-4, Little River. And here's Keelan Rempe. Up ahead to Dieters. Far side. Cross that court. The far side corner. Josie Haberkamp for three. That's blocked. And it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Lafferty. Josie Haberkamp doesn't pull up from three too terribly often. She tried it there. 12-4. Centralia in the hole. Inbound for Dieters. And 5 seconds is called. mistake after mistake after mistake for the Panthers. They can't get a good shot off. This defense has just been too much from Little River. Too much length, too much experience. The reason why this is the number one team in the state and undefeated on the season. They're playing like it right now. Cross half court, beating Centralia Press easily. Mid-range jumper for Feldman, no good. Halfway down, popping out of there to Haverkamp. Clearing some area, gives it up to Owen Dieters. Dieters drives left, stops the elbow. On the near side, has that back to Rempe. Goes right, going to penetrate back to Dieters. Dieters drives left, jump stop, shot up, no good, but she's fouled. With 58.2 seconds left, to go to the line to shoot a pair. Kathleen Elwood calls for the foul. First free throw for Dieters is good. She's now 1-for-3 from the free throw line today. She has 3 points. Tatum Kramer, I think, is going to check in for her here. Second free throw is good, and she will check in for Dieters to make sure she doesn't pick up her second personal foul. So Dieters with 4, the team with 6. They trail 12-6. With 58.2 seconds left in quarter number one. Dribbling to her left is Phelan Raleigh. She gives up to Feldman, the top of the key to Strecker. Defended by Tatum Kramer, drives right, gets past Kramer. Wraparound pass, corner three, far side on the way. No good, front end, good. Long rebound, and goes out of bounds. Left touch by Hayden Kramer, and he'll stay with the Indians with 36.4 seconds left. Panthers would love to get a stop and then a three on the other end to cut the deficit in half. Elena Eck checks back in for Evelyn Strecker. Inbound goes to Eck, 36 seconds left. Coach Rawls calls out the play. Dribbles right. Kicks, three on the way. No good, too strong. Tipped up in the air, offensive rebound. Kick it back out. Pass deflected, but into the hands of Eck. 20 seconds left. Feldman, another opportunity for the Indians. Far side corner driving is Elwood, and she's fouled. And she will shoot two. With 13.8 seconds left. The foul goes against Paige Kramer, her first. Rough start for Centralia so far here this afternoon. First one all the way is good. Kathleen Elwood already the sixth scorer for the Indians. You know, Dieters will check back in, and if they are going to have her come in and take the last shot, most likely. Second one's up. That one is short. No good. Tipped up. Rebound by Dieter. 12 seconds left. Still 8 seconds left for Dieter, despite what the crowd is saying behind me. 5 seconds now. She loses it. It's on the floor. X. Dieter fighting for it. Jump ball with 1.1 seconds left, and it'll be Indian basketball. Now Strecker back in. Check in for Elwood. 13-6. Down to Eck in the backcourt, and she'll throw a prayer that isn't keeping the free throw line. So 13-6 is our score going into quarter number two. Centralia trails back here in 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Telephone Lifeline Program, often referred to as Lifeline, is a government initiative aimed at providing affordable telephone service to low-income individuals and their families. It ensures that everybody has access to basic communication services. Lifeline offers discounted phone services to eligible participants, helping bridge the digital divide and promote inclusivity. Contact JBN Telephone Company today at 785-866-2310 to see if you qualify. JBN Telephone Company, keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
Access denied.
We've all been there. When you can't connect the thingy to the whatchamacallit, and the whatchamacallit can't find the Wi-Fi network.
Well, Blue Valley Technologies has a solution that can help you with all your connected devices. Tech Home with unlimited multi-device support to help you get your home connected and even tune up your computer. Find more details at bluevalley.net/techhome.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
13-6, our score. Little River currently up on Centralia. Sorry, just telling the person handing out stats to get me some to relate to you. It was a rough offensive quarter for Centralia, only one field goal make. Meanwhile, the Indians had six different scores. And as for the Panthers, they shot just 1 for 10 in the first quarter. Little River didn't do a whole lot better, 4 for 14. But having a 13-6 lead, here's Tatum Kramer, corner 3. Got it! Nice start to the second quarter. Tatum Kramer on the board for the second time. And that cuts their deficit down to 4. It's now 13-9. First field goal of the game for Kramer, just the second of the game for the team. Here's Beck. Top of Keith Feldman, lobbing it up high. Nice pass. Layup is no good, though. Rebound, Josie Aberkamp. On the attempt by Aubrey Olander. Owen Dieters had it poked out by X, but it'll stay with the Panthers and scores free out of bounds. And that will allow Little River to get into their press, so that actually ends up working out for the Indians. However, Centralia has done a good job against the press so far. Rempe, the freshman, went down to the other freshman, hitting Kramer, to Owen Dieters. Here half court, brings it back towards the middle. They got numbers. Bob is too tall for Tatum Kramer, too much speed and momentum into that pass by Dieters and throws it away. And Centralia now going full court man-to-man. Oh, no, this is actually his own because Tatum Kramer's kind of floating in between. Here's the inbound to Eck. Gets to the near side, now going back towards the middle. Now defended by Hayden Kramer, now we're falling to a man-to-man. Far side wing. Pass to Savannah Olander. Lob inside, nice look for Feldman. Defended by Dieters, he's up and in. Nobody behind Owen Dieters to help. And it's 15-9. Still a two-possession deficit. Manageable. Now a pass thrown away. And a whistle and a double dribble is called on Havana Olander. So kind of getting a break there after the Olander steal. She turns it right back over to Centralia. Neither team scored off of overs in that first quarter. Here's a pass across that court to Hayden Kramer. So it's a drive left side, pulls up 13-footer, is no good, but she's fouled. It's a go to the line to shoot two. Ian Kramer already a couple of free throw makes on the day. No one goes against Ashley Stevenson. That is her first. A couple big free throws here for Tatum. First one on its way for the junior is no good. And Tava Gibbs will check in. Would love to get her going after a really solid performance yesterday. 24 points for Tava Gibbs in their 52-30 win over Norwich. I won't say Colwich. Get those two mixed up sometimes. Second one on the way, and that one is good. So she's now 3-for-4 from the free throw line. She's got 6 points. It's 15-10. Got her trapped in the corner across that court, and a timeout called by Coach Rawls. He is not happy. It'll be a 30-second timeout. We'll take it as well. 15-10, Centralia trails. 6:38 to go. Quarter number two here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's almost time for the Lamberson Show Pick Sale in Wetmore on March 16th. With spots, crosses, and Burks, over 50 head to choose from. Contact Joe Lamberson today at 785-851-0781. Hope to see you there at the Lamberson Show Pick Sale in Wetmore on Saturday, March 16th.
Rinkus Cattle Company of Holton is a proud sponsor of Kansas State high school basketball coverage. The 2024 Private Treaty Bull Sale is going on now. Call or text Bruce for details. 785-845-5272.
Kansaland Radio.
15-10, Centralia trailing. 6:38 to go, and here's a steal. Hayden Kramer has numbers, a freshman. Layup, good. On the breakaway. First points off the turnovers of the ball game, and she makes it 16-12, a one-possession deficit now for the Panthers. Started the quarter with a much-needed three-pointer by Tatum Kramer. Here's a lob inside to Feldman. Layup good. They started out Feldman on the perimeter to start the game. Now she's working the inside, and she has 4 points in the quarter. Back to the 5-point deficit. Pass across half court. Hayden Kramer, far side. Back towards the middle. Kick it out. Peter, head fake. Drive. Floater. No good. Too strong. Rebound Feldman. Feldman at 6'1" brings it up herself. Gives it up. Savannah Olander. Offensive foul. Charge taken by Hayden Kramer. And that will be her first. Australia needs to get Owen Dieters going here. 4 points for her. She just went field goal make. First quarter, she was 1-for-5 shooting, 0-for-2 from beyond the arc. And 2 of her 4 points coming from the free throw line. Doesn't have any here in the second quarter. Kayla Gibbs. Pass across. Half court. Hayden Kramer on the near side of wing. Holds on to it. Goes to her left. Goes back towards the middle. Hands off to Dieters. Junior guard, brings it back towards the middle. Man-to-man defense for Little River. Near side wing for Gibbs. High post catch, ball jumper for Kramer. No good, 15 feet. And loose, and picked up by Havana Olander, far side. Brings up for herself. All the way into paint, coast to coast. Shot no good. Tip into the hands of Tava Gibbs. It was definitely an opportunity for Aubrey Olander to get it, but she couldn't squeeze it. Here comes Dieter. Love to score here. Get back to a one-possession deficit. Here's three straight away. Get in there. Got it. First three of the ball game for Owen Dieters. It's a 2-point deficit. 17-15, 5:03 to go. Quarter number two. Elena Eck. Bounce pass near side corner. Top of the key for Aubrey Olander. Pass almost too tall, but her sister catches it. And a far side corner for Adam Strecker. Zelda's going to try a three to respond. Got it. Ice cold. 3-pointer for Erica Feldman. She's feeling it. She averages 14 a game, and she now has 10. 7 here in the second quarter is 20-15. She has all the team's points in the quarter. Hayden Kramer, far side corner with it. High post catch, all alone. Corner comes and fires a 15-footer. That's too strong. Hit by Gibbs, but into the hands of Havana Olander. Another pass to Eck. She brings it up. She's dangerous when she gets head steam. She'll give it up, though. Top of the key, Havana Olander drives left. Gets past the defender, whistle, and a travel. Josie Aberkamp and Corey Kunkelman checking in for Australia. And three substitutions for Little River as well. Edie Look makes her debut for this evening, or this afternoon, I should say. Gonna get close to the 4:30 mark. Dieters, far side corner in trouble, needs some help. And a timeout called by Dusty Thompson. Smart timeout called by the Australia head coach. It'll be a 30-second break. 20-15, Australia trailing. 4:13 to go, second quarter. Back in just a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Seneca Bayleville Veterinary Services, we have a team of doctors to help you with the health care of your livestock and companion animals. This is Dr. Ridinghouse, and we have the resources and experience with our staff to make sure your animals get the care needed when they need it. With full-service locations in Seneca and Bayleville, we can provide all the products and assistance necessary. In Seneca, call 336-2456 for me or Dr. Jones, or in Bayleville, call 336-6647 for Dr. Burkett, and we will be at your service.
KMZA.
2-possession deficit for Centralia. They're behind 20-15 with the ball with 4:12 to go in quarter number two. Trying to beat the press. Tatum Kramer on the near side, dribbling towards the middle, still trying to get across half court. Still not yet across half court. Getting close to that 10-second mark. Gets his meters across half court. She's able to get it. His 3-point line, driving kick, far side corner. Huckley makes a move, Dieters for three. That's short. Tips loose, far side corner. Picked up by the Indians. Eck on the run, up the far side. Looking to take it coast to coast, so driving kick. Near side corner, dropped by Strecker, but she picks back up. Gives up to Raleigh. Here's Look with it, back to Raleigh. Near side corner, Strecker once again, defended by Dieters. Man to man defense for the Panthers, driving. On the run, awkward shot, off balance, but good for Alice Strecker. She's the first person not named Erica Feldman to score in the second quarter for the Indians. Half the middle, Jesse Haberkamp, and she travels. .323 to go second quarter. Back to a 3-possession deficit. Panthers got within 3 on point. They're now back down to 7. Needing another stop here. Here's Eck. Dribbles to the far side of wing. Lena Eck, 4 points on her day. The top of the key to Lafferty. Driving is Strecker, kicking to Look. And Look travels. Head coach Dusty Thompson chatting with Tatum Kramer about what to do here in this possession. Once again, facing the Indians' press, which Centralia has done a very good job of beating so far. I turned over last possession, but that was kind of the minority. Gibbs kind of getting pushed a little bit. Nothing called. They could have caught that court. Pass to Dieter. Dieter's screen to go to her right. Dribbles to the corner. His upper dribble, wraparound pass. Haberkamp underneath the basket. She's fouled on the line to shoot two. Coach Rawls not happy about the call. Haberkamp has a charity stripe. She's been shooting it very well for the free throw line. 75% in the postseason, averaging 8 points a game in their three postseason games. Person on the way, too strong for the freshman forward. Still looking for her first point in postseason or in the state tournament in her career after going scoreless yesterday. Second one on the way for Josie is good. So the first point in the state tournament, what is to be of many for Josie Haberkamp. Here's that cross half court. 2:43 to go, second quarter. Little River leads Centralia 22-16. Little River, the top seed, 24-0. Centralia 22-2. Pass too far for Lafferty. It's out of bounds. Turnover to Centralia. A three would cut the deficit back down to three, which is the closest it's been in a while. We'd love to get there if they can get a triple. Kramer to the near side wing to Tatum Kramer. Back to Hayden Kramer. As the two sisters working up against the press. Hayden Kramer far side and getting pushed and fouled. Coach Rolfe's not happy about that call either. Blocking foul against Strecker. That'll be her second. The inbound will be on the far side near the wing as Owen Dieters will check back in. Coming for Tatum Kramer. The Dieters with 7 points so far. She made a three in the second quarter. Earlier in the second quarter, I should say. Looks to her left as she catches the inbound. Dieters driving all the way to the rack. Shut up. No good. Up front of the rim and a rebound for Lafferty of Little River. Hasn't been able to finish around the cup, but that's because of the incredible size that Little River has. Again, six players, 5'10 or taller. Double pass for Strecker. Too tall for Lafferty. I think that was supposed to be a pass. And out of bounds, turnover back to Centralia. A lot of turnovers from the Indians have kept Centralia in it. They just got to capitalize on said turnovers. Another chance for Little River to reset, get back to the press. Gibbs the inbounder. She'll get it in to Hayden Kramer. Back to Gibbs. The freshman is changing passes. Shy a half court pass across that court to Dieters. Left side stopping from 12 feet away. Gives up a dribble in trouble. Bounce pass to Gibbs, making a nice move to get open. Shot no good, but she's fouled from behind by Lafferty. Makeable shot by Gibbs, which will go to the line to shoot two. She also isn't really solid from the free throw line in the postseason. 7-for-10. Averaging almost 10 points a game. First one is good for Kava. That's her first point of the day after 14 points in their 52-30 win over Norwich yesterday. Court Thompson in for Tori Kuckelman. Second one for Gibbs is good as well. 22-18. Centralia still down by four. 1:47 to go. Quarter number two. Elena Eck brings it up. She'll be defended by Hayden Kramer. Goes to her right. In a zone now for Centralia. Drive right. X. Shot up. It's good. And one. Count the basket. Kava Gibbs pushing her. And a fantastic finish on the right side by Elena Eck. That's her first points of the second quarter. She has six. Free throw for X is no good. Rebound Kava Gibbs. Dieters on the outlet pass. Brings it up. Defended by X. The far side. Brings it towards the middle. Drives left now in the lane. Gets bumped. Shot up. Too strong at the backboard. And Gibbs with the offensive rebound brings it out to the corner. Pass deflected and thrown away by Eck. 1-on-1 transition up the left side. Layup, no good, but you fouled. Another miss around the cup for Centralia. Got a lot of opportunities with a few feet. They just haven't been able to get him to fall. First free throw is good as that foul goes against Peyton Kramer. 7 points now for Eck. Second one's up. That one's good. She's 4 for 5 from the free throw line. She's got 8 now. And Ashley Stevenson checks in for Kathleen Elwood for Little River. Press break is on once again for Centralia. 1:15 to go. 26-18. Little River lead, their largest of the game. Cross that court pass. Tava Gibbs. Drives left. Stops from about 15 feet away. Pass back near side corner to Justin Haverkamp. Hands off to Dieter. Drives right. Jump stop. Goes up. Realized she was open and she makes a shot. She was looking to pass it back, but then she realized, hey, there's nobody guarding me. I'm going to shoot it. Then she makes it back to a possession deficit. For Centralia, 26-20, with 45 seconds left. Halftime show coming up next, brought to you by Highland Community College. Nice pass for Feldman, lob and good. Off the lob from Adeline Strecker. Feldman now with 9 second quarter points. She has 12. Peters stops just shy of half court. She's double teamed, looking for some pressure or some help. She throws it off the knee of Strecker and it goes out of bounds. We'll stay with Centralia. Back to an 8-point deficit, 25.3 seconds left. Inbound goes to Hayden Kramer in the backcourt. He's going to cross that court, dribbles all the way to the right side, driving, stops, jumps her, good. Nice shot by Hayden Kramer. And Hayden Kramer now with 4 points, making 28-22, 14 seconds left. And Coach Pumps wants to hold for the final shot. 7 seconds left. Spinning his Eck. Stops. Shot over. Kramer no good. Offensive rebound for Feldman. Puts back up at the buzzer. No good. Too strong off the glass. Rebound by Haverkamp, and that is the end of the first half. 28-22 our score. Centralia outscored Little River 16-15. We will go to the break and come back here in just a few minutes with our halftime show, again brought to you by Highland Community College here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hoppin', let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca.
To provide service after the sale at Honeyman Ford in Seneca, they've expanded more service bays, more factory-authorized Ford parts, and more Ford factory-trained and certified technicians are ready to help you with your maintenance and repair. Let Honeyman Ford in Seneca be the place you buy your next vehicle, and you too can enjoy the results of their expanded services.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
Have you ever wondered what a new kitchen, bath, or office would be like, but worried about your budget? Let Hilltop Creations cure your curiosity with free estimates, complete with computerized drawings. To see all the latest options and colors, give them a call. They'll come to your location and discuss what features, styles, and colors you'd like for a kitchen, bath, or office. To see all the latest options available for you, call Lynn and Gail Lears at Hilltop Creations, 785-336-3142.
Save 20 cents a gallon with the DinoPay app when you fill up your fuel tank at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and also in Waterville and Blue Rapids. Download the DinoPay app and start saving today. Receive 20 cents off per gallon using your Mobile Advantage debit. Find all the details and start saving your 20 cents per gallon at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and in Waterville and Blue Rapids.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Halftime here in Colby, Class 181. Girls take semifinal matchup. Centralia trailing Little River 28-22. Well, Centralia was only able to make one field goal in the first quarter. As for Little River, they had six different girls that were able to find the bottom of the net. As a result, the Indians had a 13-6 lead at the end of the opening 8 minutes. In the second quarter, a much-needed jump start to the beginning of the quarter by Tatum Kramer. She knocked down a three, but Erica Feldman got hot for the Indians. She had 9 second-quarter points to keep Centralia at arm's length. Owen Dieters made a three as well in the second quarter, but ultimately it would be a 6-point deficit at halftime. We get 28-22 is our score. Looking at leading scorers, first for the Indians, 12 points for Erica Feldman, 8 points for Elena Eck, 2 points each for Adeline Strecker, Avery Lafferty, and Havana Olander, and a free throw each for Kathleen Elwood and Aubrey Olander. And for Centralia, the Eaters lead the team with 9 points, 5 points in the second quarter and 4 in the first, 6 points for Tatum Kramer, 4 for Hayden Kramer, 2 for Tava Gibbs, and a free throw for Josie Haberkamp. And ultimately, it's been shots around the cup that have not been falling for Centralia. That's kind of been the deciding factor. Centralia shooting just 26.1% from the floor with just 6 points in the paint in the first half and 33% from beyond the arc. However, they are shooting 8 for 10 from the free throw line, so there is at least a plus in that department. As for Little River, they are shooting 40% from the floor with 14 of their 28 points coming in the paint. They're also 6 for 9 from the free throw line and 2 of 6 from beyond the arc. In points off turnovers, not a whole lot for Little River, which you mentioned before the game. It would be big for Centralia to keep that number low, and they have done just that. So that's kept them in this ball game, beating the press and keeping their composure. The freshmen have all done a terrific job. They've committed a couple turnovers, but not a whole lot. They had 8 turnovers in that first half compared to Little River 7. So not great, not terrible, ultimately. All right, let's step aside for another couple minutes, and we'll come back with some scores around the area and some coming games for the rest of the day, as we'll be back here on our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Our score once again, Centralia trails Little River, 28-22 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Elmer's Repair and Supply in Centralia is your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer and has a great sales catalog available. Just stop in and get yours today. Find great buys on several things you need, like K-Tool jumper cables, the heavy 4-gauge type for farm and commercial use, PartsMaster engine oil filters with great prices for all your applications, and they carry Green Mountain pellet grills in several models to choose from. See Elmer's Repair and Supply in Centralia, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer.
Community Healthcare Systems offers outpatient specialty clinics in Holton, Onega, and St. Mary's. Visiting specialists offer appointments for allergy, immunology, audiology, cardiology, dermatology, ear, nose, and throat, orthopedics, oncology, pain management, podiatry, psychiatry, surgery, and urology. For more information, please contact their Onega, Holton, or St. Mary's clinics, or visit chcsks.org.
Community Healthcare Systems, enriching the health and lives of the people they serve.
This is Alan Meyer, Senior Vice President and Business Development Officer at Community National Bank. As a proud Nemaha County native, I deeply understand the unique needs of our local communities. At CNB, we prioritize hometown values and personalized service. Trust us to be your financial partner, committed to supporting your dreams and the growth of our community. Stop by and visit with me. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
I know I need life insurance, but I don't think I can afford it. Bills can add up quickly. It's easy to look at life insurance as just another monthly expense that might push you over budget. But did you know life insurance can actually cost as little as a dollar a day? It's true. We have coverage options that will fit all your needs and your budget. Please contact Kirk Peterson in Seneca, Kansas to learn more today. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Contact Kirk Peterson in Seneca, your local Farm Bureau financial agent.
It's almost time for the Lamberson Show Pick Sale in Wetmore on March 16th. With Spots, Crosses, and Burks, over 50 head to choose from. Contact Joe Lamberson today at 785-851-0781. Hope to see you there at the Lamberson Show Pick Sale in Wetmore on Saturday, March 16th.
Rinkus Cattle Company of Holton is a proud sponsor of Kansas State High School basketball coverage. The 2024 Private Treaty Bull Sale is going on now. Call or text Bruce for details. 785-845-5272.
KMZA.
Halftime here in Colby. Once again, our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Centralia trails Little River 28-22. Centralia trying to get back to the state title after losing in heartbreak fashion 2 years ago in the state title game. As for Little River, they're looking for their first state title appearance in a very long time. Looking at scores from across the area, halftime right now in Class 3A Hutchinson, Silver Lake in a battle with Topeka Hayden. The Eagles leading 29-27. And one game that finalized from earlier this afternoon, Riverside getting back to the state championship. 2A girls in Dodge City, they defeat Valley Heights in a back-and-forth battle. 53-45. That's your scoring update brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. It's time to update your vehicle. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. Other games going on later today. That includes Axel trying to get to the state title game. They take on Lebo at 6 o'clock. The other semifinal in 182 is Great Bend. Cunningham knocking off Dighton. The top seed goes down, so Axel hoping to get the state title game to face Cunningham in the championship. Also, Atchison in Class 4A taking on Hugoton after defeating Rock Creek yesterday. That's 4A in Salina. And also, right back here, Frankfort taking on South Gray at 8 o'clock. All right, here we go with this one. Australia trying to come back. It'll be Indian basketball to start, and we're back underway. Australia in a zone to start out. Man-to-man most of the first quarter, but fell into his zone late. High post catch for Feldman. Near side wing catch for Eck. Drive. Gets past double defenders. Floater, no good. Rebound, David Gibbs. Good stop. And now Australia goes on offense. Here's Owen Dieters. Man-to-man defense for Little River. Top of the key. Ball overhead. Far side wing catch for Tatum Kramer. Coming off the screen is Dieters, makes the catch at the top of the key, good recovery, and nice help set defense by Ashley Stevenson. Driving kick, three ball Hayden Kramer, that's short, and rebound Owen Dieters. Underneath the basket, trying to get it out of there, gives it out to Hayden Kramer. Corner. And 3 seconds in the lane is called against Tava Gibbs. With both teams unable to score on their first possessions, and Little River gets it back. Eck brings it across that court. The far side of wing to Ashley Stevenson. Only 2 point, only 2 3-point makes in the first half as the pass is too high. And a reach in and a hold against Little River after the pass was too tall for Kavina Olander into the hands of Gibbs. And Little River reached in. And that's going to be a foul against Olander. That'll be your second. Press brought on by the Indians. Screen to get Hayden Kramer the ball. brings it up the near side, crossed over to her left, back towards the middle. Peters, hit off to her. Now gives up her dribble. In trouble, now gives it to Gibbs, stop the key. Dribbles to the left. Peyton Kramer from the wing, dribbles middle. Stop to the elbow. With Kramer again. 1 minute, 30 seconds gone here in this third quarter. No score in the period. Nice split of the double team break. Kramer lays up. No good, though, from the right side. And a rebound for Little River. Missed opportunity. And a good-looking shot by Kramer. Here's that wing catch for Eck. Stop the key for Stevenson. Far side corner catch. Lob inside. Nice speed. Shot no good, though, by Aubrey Hollander. And a reach-in is called. I think it's going to be against Owen Dieters. Trying to get the rebound, just that size advantage of Aubrey Olander at 6'2". And Dieters will be charged with her second personal foul. Heck, fine. I looked down for a split second, and that was Feldman who laid it up and in. So my apologies. 30-22, first basket of the quarter. A lay-in by Erica Feldman on the inbound pass. Near side wing catch for Tava Gibbs. Dieters working the high post, and now a pushing foul on the floor against Elena Eck, defending on Dieters. .5:48 to go, quarter number three. That'll be her first. Panthers looking for their first points of the third quarter still. Lobs it in to Hayden Kramer, near side wing. Dribble pass to Owen Dieters. It's bumped, nothing called. I post, gets bumped again, and this time she's fouled going up. She'll go to the line to shoot two. I think that was against Eck again. It will be. So two quick fouls by Elena Eck. Dieters' chance to get Centralia back within two possessions. First free throw, good. She's now 3-for-5 from the free throw line here this afternoon. Adeline Strecker in for Little River. Second one's up. That one is good as well. Peters now with 11. Charlie presses and timeout called by Coach Rolfe of Little River. Needing to get some offense going. It's a 30-second break. Back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you, at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
30-24 is our score. Centralia still down by 6. 5:40 to go in quarter number 3. And it is Redskin basketball. There's the inbound near side corner to Eck. And a nice pass inside. Shot no good by Aubrey Olander. And offensive rebound for Havana Olander. That shot's no good. Loose underneath the basket goes out of bounds, and it will stay with the Redskins. Keelan Rempe, Josie Aberkamp checking in for Core Thompson and Tatum Kramer. Inbound for Eck, goes to the far side corner, all alone for 3 for Feldman. A short rebound, Tava Gibbs. In a pass, Dieters wasn't looking, and it's thrown away by Eck, and she lays it in. And it's an unfortunate mistake there for the Panthers. Makes it an 8-point deficit. Kramer drives, passes through the legs of Gibbs, or Haberkamp. Fortunately, to Rempe, gives it back to Haberkamp. Her shot is blocked by Aubrey Olander. .5:06 to go, third quarter. Peters, the inbounder. Lob it in. Gets it into Hayden Kramer. Dribble to the near side corner. Out to Gibbs. Soft score pass. Josie Abercamp's going to try her second three of the game. That one is no good as well. Long rebound. Aubrey Olander hands it off. Here comes Eck in transition up the far side. Back to Abercamp. That is going to be a foul. Into the line to shoot two. That one goes against Josie Haberkamp, her second chance for the Redskins to get their largest lead of the day. First free throw. No good. She's now 4-for-6 from the free throw line. Second one's up. That one is good. So X goes 1-for-2. She's got 11. It's 33-24, their largest deficit of the day. No field goal makes for Centralia in the quarter just yet, and we're near the halfway point. Kramer off the dribble. Gives it up to Owen Dieters, top of the key. On the back dribble. Back down to the high post. Keeps backing her down. Gets through a double team. Layup good. They need her to get it going inside. That's her third two-point field goal of the day. She has 13. It's 33-26. A much-needed basket for the Panthers. Havana Olander looking for a sister that gives it up top to Tina Feldman. Far side wing catch for Strecker. Eck pulls up. 13-footer. That one no good. Rebound Dieters. Critical stop for the Centralia defense. Here comes Dieters. Stops. Pops. Three. Come on. Get in there. Oh, halfway down. Pops out. Rebound for Little River. Lost it across that court. And Hayden Kramer is fouled across that court. So Centralia will get the ball back. And that foul will go against Erica Feldman. That's just her first personal. She is the leading scorer for both teams with 14. 33-26. 3:51 to go, third quarter. Dieters, after missing a three last position, with it now, defended by Strecker. Goes to her right. Screen by Rempe. Goes to the corner. Looking for Haberkamp inside. Can't find her. Now high post Gibbs to Tana Gibbs. Driving right. In the lane. Shot high off the glass. Is no good. Loose. Picked up by Gibbs. Hands it out. Hayden Kramer. From the far side wing to the middle. He's going to try a three off the dribble. No. And a rebound for the Redskins. And a foul against Australia. Off the miss. And now it will go against Josie Haberkamp. That will be her third. Elena Eck checks in for Havana Olander. Inbound goes to the middle to Eck. She gets bumped up and called. Loses it on the floor. And picked up by Keelan Rempe. That's loose again. Now Tim begins with it. She gives up to Dieter. 3:18 to go, third quarter. 33-26, Little River. Driving baseline. Dieters in the paint. Gets away from her defender. Shot up off the glass. No good, but she's fouled. And she'll go to the line to shoot a pair. That foul goes against Feldman, so that's her second. Dieters is 4-for-6 from the free throw line so far this afternoon. That one is good. Isabel Haberkamp makes her debut this evening. This afternoon. I keep thinking it's nighttime. Still look out the window and see the sun's out there. Not quite the evening time yet. She comes in for Josie Haberkamp. Second free throw is good. So Kramer, or excuse me, Dieters goes 4-for-4 in the quarter. She's 6-of-8. She has 15. And now a foul against Dieters on the far sideline of the press. It's 33-28, and that will be Dieters' third personal foul. She will stay in, but she'll have to play smart and not pick up her fourth foul. 3:09 to go. Here's the inbound to Eck in the backcourt. Set up by Kramer. Up the far side. Next screen to get her to drive. Pass deflected by Dieters. Marcia Corey gets the steal. Double team gets out of it with the dribble. Brings up into your sideline. Across that court. Chance to get back within one possession with the basket here. Dieters. Stops. Backdoor cut. Rempe. Lob it up high for Tava Gibbs in the middle of the paint. And a whistle. And a foul on the floor. And that will send Gibbs to the free throw line to shoot two. They are in the bonus. That one goes against Avery Lafferty. That's going to be her third. The two free throws coming up for Tava Gibbs. First one good. She hasn't made a field goal yet, but she's got 3 points. Three field goal make. Hayden Kramer checking in for Hayden Kramer. This one gets it back within three. Four dribbles, bends the knees, and lets it go. That one is good as well. She's 4 for 4 from the free throw line. And Court Thompson will check in now for Tava Gibbs. 33-30, 2:42 to go. Nice little surges here by the Panthers. They trailed by 9 at 1 point. They're back within 3. 6-0 run for the Panthers. Near side corner catch. This is Phelan Raleigh. She'll kick it out to Elena Eck. Far side wing with it now. Strecker. Cross court pass back to Raleigh. Defended by Thompson. Drives baseline. Stops the short corner. Brings it back towards the corner. Feldman touch pass far side. Strecker driving on Dieters. Brings that towards the middle. Floater over Dieters. No good. Too strong. Rebound Owen Dieters. Gets fouled. Nothing called. He got taken to the ground. Nothing called. But Arempi has it now. He brings it across that court. Here's Tatum Kramer. They both tie it here this possession. Dieters with it. It goes left. Drives in the lane. Shot up. No good on the left side. Rebound Court Thompson. That put back is still coming. She's fouled. Could go to the line to shoot 2. About Cora Thompson. Incredible resilience on the 5'7 freshman, or excuse me, sophomore, freshman last year. Thompson's first free throw, a little too strong, off the back of the iron. It was right on the line. Kathleen Elwood back in the game for Little River. She checks in for Erica Feldman. She has 14. She got 9 points. In that second quarter, the Redskins led at halftime 28-22. In a late substitution, Isabel Haverkamp will come back to the bench. Josie Haverkamp back in. One more free throw for Thompson. 1:59 to go, third quarter. Second one's up. That one is also no good. Rebound, Erica Feldman. You just checked right back into the game. 33-30 still our score. Near side wing catch, Elena X, top of the key. Three on the way. No good on the right side. Rebound, Josie Haverkamp. Three missed by Phelan Raleigh. Dieters brings it up. 1:40 to go. Dieters dribbles to her right. To Thompson, top of the key. Peter Kramer, Dieters working the interior. Pass into her. Lob pass goes to work from the block. Shot up, no good. And a rebound for Aubrey Olander and a reach in and a foul. Yeah, that's against Dieters. That's her fourth. And it is. And that will send Aubrey Olander to the free throw line. She's had a bit of a rough day. Just 1 point for the 1,000 career scorer. Averages almost 10 points a game. Still just 1 point here this afternoon. 1:27 to go to the third quarter. First free throw, too much. You know, Dieters will come to the bench. Let's play for the remainder of this third quarter with a fourth foul. Hayden Kramer back in. Second free throw. That one is good. Olander just hasn't gotten it going inside. She's had some opportunity in the paint, but just missed a lot of shots around the cup. Press is on for Little River. Inbound goes to Kramer. And she'll bring it up. It's a man-to-man full court, actually, instead of a zone press. Kramer to Rempe. Here's a lob up high for Tatum Kramer. Makes a catch, falls to the ground, and loses it, and turns it over to Little River. Up ahead, Eck, 2-on-1 fast break. Eck keeps it, shot up. That's no good, high off the glass. Long rebound back to Eck, and reaching again for Thompson. And Elena Eck will go back to the free throw line with 1:06 to go. Australia has gotten really close, but hasn't gotten within closer than 3 points since the opening minutes of this ballgame. They got within three late in the second quarter. They got within three late here in the third, and now they're back to a five-point deficit as the first free throw for Elena Eck goes through. Elena Eck now 6 for 8 from the free throw line. Her ninth attempt of the ball game is good as well. Strecker back in for Little River, 36-30. 1:06 to go. Both teams have scored 14 points here in this quarter. Excuse me, have scored 8 points in this quarter. That's way out there. 1 minute to go. Tim Kramer, Tom Bikini, Owen Meters out of the game with 4 personal fouls at the moment. Four Thompson, far side wing. Katie Kramer drives left side in lane underneath. And she's fouled. Blocking foul. And Strecker tried to take a charge. He doesn't get the call. That'll be her third. And Hayden Kramer with a couple of big free throws coming up here for the freshman. What a year the 5'7 freshman has had. Be one of the core pieces for this team moving forward for the next 3 years. The first free throw is good for Hayden. She now has 5. She had 7 yesterday against Norwich. David Gibbs back in for the Panthers. Speaking of freshmen, that will be the cornerstone of this team. She checks in for Keelan Rempe, another freshman. Second free throw is, she goes 2 for 2. She's got 6. Panthers back within 4, 36-32. 45 seconds to go for number 3. Heck, pass to the near side of wing. Savannah Olander, defended by David Gibbs. To the Strecker, dribbles it back. Here is Eck, defended by Kramer. Man-to-man defense. Pass back. They're looking to hold. And final shot most likely. 20 seconds left. Strecker's going to now drive. She's going to kick. Near side. Corner 3 on the way. Short. Rebound. David Gibbs, which puts on the floor and loses it. It's a jump ball. But it's Petrelia basketball. 9.7 seconds left. Not the smartest decision to put it on the floor. She should have just tacked it or held on to it until it cleared. Almost cost him the ball. But Petrelli gets it back. Here's Kramer. With 8 seconds left. Brings up the near side with 6. To the near side of wing. 4 seconds left. Kramer ball over her head. Back inside to David Gibbs. Shot up. And it's no good, but she's fouled. As the clock expires. And she'll get 2 free throws with no time on the clock. Here in the third quarter. Four free throw makes for David Gibbs. That's where she's made her money here this afternoon. And everybody should be clearing out. Redskins players are still in the paint. And now they're going to tell them to be in the paint for some reason. There's no time on the clock, so it's not like they can rebound it. Usually they just tell the teams to go to their benches when there's no time on the clock. But for whatever reason, the officials are having the Redskins players be around the paint. First free throw is good. She now has 5. It's 36-33. Centralia back within a triple. Second one is good, and they are back within 2 for the first time since early in the first quarter. 36-34. Let's step aside for 60 seconds as we're after 3 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
It's time to think about
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Individual retirement accounts or IRA options. We understand that retirement planning can seem overwhelming. Just imagine having your dreams of a peaceful and secure retirement become a reality. So visit our website or local branch today. At United Bank and Trust, let us be your partners towards a secure future and a comfortable life after work. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
36-34, our score. Little River leading Centralia. They are within 2 for the first time since early in the first quarter. And what a wild end to that quarter that was, as Centralia in that entire quarter made just 1 field goal. But they were able to pull within, too, as they made 10 free throws. That's pretty incredible. 10 of their 12 points came from the free throw line. Here we go with the fourth quarter. Little River has the ball to start things out. Centralia will defend the inbound. They'll get it into the backcourt to Elena Eck. Centralia has Hayden Kramer, Tava Gibbs, Josie Haber, can't score Thompson, and Hayden Kramer. Owen Dieter's not in the game with four fouls. Eck drives right side, makes a nice move, Euro step in the lane, shot no good, rebound Josie Haberkamp. Getting some separation, gives up to Hayden Kramer. Chance Tyre takes the lead here for the Panthers. The first possession of this fourth quarter. Here we go. Kramer, crossover dribble to her left. Hands it back, Hayden Kramer from the top of the key. To the near side of wing, back towards her left. Stops 13 feet away, bounce pass, Haberkamp goes to work. Shot is up, no good off the right side, tipped by Gibbs, out of bounds. Moves it off of. It's last touch by Little River. They'll retain possession. Hayden Kramer will be inbounding. Lob it up for Court Thompson. It's a little too tall. Loose to the backcourt. Picked up by Eck. Here's the run out. It's good and one. The turnover on the inbound by Hayden Kramer. Kind of a panic pass near the end of the five-second violation, and she threw it to Elena Eck, breakaway layup. And she now has 14, makes that 16 points on her ball game. Free throw, good. She's 8 for 10 from the free throw line. Makes it 39-34. Kramer to give. Up ahead to Josie Haberkamp, near side wing. She's going to try her third three of the night, trying to make her first. That's no good as well. She's 0 for 3 from beyond the arc. On the run, near side is Amanda Olander driving, shot over. Haberkamp is no good, but she fouled. They called walking foul. That looks to me like she should have been in charge. Australia crowd agreeing with me. Looks like a pretty good attempt there by Josie Haberkamp trying to take that charge, and that will be her fourth foul. The two free throws coming up here for Havana Olander. First free throw, good. She's got three. Keelan Rempe will check in for Haberkamp. The three freshmen in for Centralia, trying to keep their chances of getting to the state championship on the line. That one's no good. A rebound for Thompson. 40-34 score. Coach Thompson calls out the play. Rempe gives up her dribble. In trouble. Getting some help. And now, timeout called by Centralia. This will be a full timeout. Let's take a break with 6:50 to go in the fourth quarter here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Get your garden seed this year at Soother Building Supply in Seneca. They have bulk garden seed as usual, and this year they're also stocking individual seed packages. See their great display and selection. Get your garden seed planned and growing with quality seed from Soother Building Supply. And if you need any hand tools, hoses, or other accessories, they can help you with that too. Stop in Soother Building Supply and look over their garden seed selection and get your garden growing. Soother Building Supply in Seneca.
The Telephone Lifeline Program, often referred to as Lifeline, is a government initiative aimed at providing affordable telephone service to low-income individuals and their families. It ensures that everybody has access to basic communication services. Lifeline offers discounted phone services to eligible participants, helping bridge the digital divide and promote inclusivity. Contact JBN Telephone Company today at 785-866-2310 to see if you qualify. JBN Telephone Company, keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
Surrender. 6:49 left to go in the game. Centralia trails Little River 40-34. Noah Dieters is in for the first time in the fourth quarter. She has four fouls. And she has it right now. She'll give it up to Hayden Kramer. To Hayden Kramer near side corner. Goes left in the paint. Falling away. Shot with the left. No good. Rebound Dieters. And she'll bring it to the high post. Goes back towards the basket. Shot up. No good for 6 feet. Rebound for Erica Feldkamp. Or Feldman, excuse me. Another stop for the Little River defense. Little River defense, excuse me. The Redskins have held Centralia scoreless so far. We approach the six-minute mark left in the game. Far side pass to Eck is out of bounds. Going to be a turnover to Centralia. Hit the official who's out of bounds. And Coach Rolfs for the Redskins telling his team to calm down. Coach Thompson telling his team to clutch up. Peters with it. Hit it by Eck. Gives up to Hayden Kramer. Near side wing to the far side wing to Peters. Dribbles back towards the middle. Defended by Eck. Jump stop. Shot falling away. No good. And loose on the rebound. Picked up by Havana Olander. Looking for an outlet. Passes. Oh, off the hands of Rippey. Almost threw it away, but Rippey touched it. And it'll go to the Redskins. Court Thompson will check in for Owen Dieters. .5:40 to play. Australia got within two coming into the fourth quarter, but they're now back down by six. Eck is defended by Hayden Kramer. Dribbles to the far side wing. Gets faster. Dump off pass, shot up for Aubrey Olander is good, and there is her first field goal of the game. Comes at a big time, makes it an 8-point deficit. Australia still trying to score for the first time as Hayden Kramer is blocked. Loose on the floor, jump ball, Australia basketball. Owen Dieters with four fouls. That has been a critical part of this game. As a result, Centralia's offense has stagnated. Near side of wing catch for Tatum Kramer. Just brought up for three off the dribble. That's nothing but air. Rebound for Little River. 3 minutes have gone by. Drive, dish it off. Far side short corner, kick it out. Three on the way. No good, too strong. That would have been a big one, but an offensive rebound for Havana Olander. Put back. That's no good off the glass. Loose. Saved by Kramer, but right to Olander. Dishes it off to her sister, lays it up and in. And timeout called by Australia, and now their largest deficit of the game. It is a 8-0 run to start the fourth quarter for the Redskins. And timeout called will step aside for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Access denied.
We've all been there. When you can't connect the thingy to the whatchamacallit, and the whatchamacallit can't find the Wi-Fi network. Well, Blue Valley Technologies has a solution that can help you with all your connected devices. Tech Home with unlimited multi-device support to help you get your home connected and even tune up your computer. Find more details at bluevalley.net/techhome.
KMZA.
4:37 left to go. Centralia needs to get their offense going as they have fallen behind by 10, their largest deficit of the game after they got within two at the end of the third quarter. Dieters is back in. And her picking up four fouls at the end of the third quarter has kind of been the turning point in this ball game. Centralia's offense has not been the same with her off the floor. Dieters. Will drive, baseline, shot up, no good, but she fouled. She should go to the line to shoot two. She hasn't been quite as efficient as they would like her to be today, just shooting in the paint, but she's been able to make some free throws. She is 6 of 9. Make it 6 of 10 if she misses that one. Actually, she's 6 of 8. Now she's 6 of 9. So 15 points for Owen Dieters. Nobody else has more than 6. Centralia scoreless no more in the fourth quarter as she makes the second one. 44-35. Centralia trails. 4:15 to go. Pass thrown away by Tatum Kramer to the far side. Just short of half court to Dieters. Step back. To the top of the key. Calls out the play halfway through the fourth quarter now. He's up a dribble, pass to Hayden Kramer, drives baseline. The freshman gets to the paint, shot up good. First field goal of the fourth quarter, makes it 44-37. Still a three-possession deficit, needing another stop right here. Here's Eck. Blows by Hayden Kramer. Floater, no good. Rebound Hayden Kramer. 3:37 to go. Kramer gets bumped, fouled on the floor. Second team foul with 3:31 to go. Now we'll go against Eck. That is her third. Peters the inbounder. Box formation. Lob it up to Tatum Kramer, top of the key. Oh, nice jab step fake to get Peters open. Far side corner. She holds on still. Between the legs dribble. And good recovery by Elena Eck on defense. Kick it out to Tatum Kramer. So pull up from 16 feet. That's short. Air ball. And with a tip, no. And it'll go to Little River. Here's Raleigh. He's across that court, defended by Owen Dieters. Here's side wing catch for Aubrey Olander. Now to the top of the key for Strecker. And a timeout called by Coach Rawl. And we'll take it as well. This is really a trail 44-37. 60-second break. 3:04 to go in the ballgame here on the MFC Sports Radio Network.
At the Seneca Baileyville Veterinary Services, we have a team of doctors to help you with the health and care of your livestock and companion animals. This is Dr. Erica Burkett, and we have the resources and experience with our staff to make sure your animals get the care needed when they need it. With full service locations in Seneca and Baileyville, we can provide all the products and assistance necessary. Let Dr. Sam Rottinghouse, Mike Jones, and myself, Dr. Erica Burkett, help you at the Seneca Baileyville Veterinary Services.
Hop in, let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca.
At Honeyman Ford in Seneca, they've expanded their service base to handle whatever you require, from simple oil changes and maintenance jobs to the most complex services needed. Honeyman Ford has made the investment in buildings and factory Ford trained technicians that make it easier and faster for you. Just one more reason to buy at Honeyman Ford in Seneca.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
KMZA.
Australia trails Little River 44-37 with 3:04 to go in the ballgame. Centralia has been outscored 8-3 here in this fourth quarter so far. Panthers are going without Owen Dieters as the inbound is deflected out of bounds by Hayden Kramer. Owen Dieters picked up her fourth foul with a couple minutes left in the third quarter. So she's been in and out of this game here in this final frame. Inbound to Strecker, across that court, defended by Tatum Kramer. And she'll pass it back. And Raleigh, high post, catch by Eck. Defended by Kramer, she'll bring it back to the top of the key. Elena Eck, defended by Hayden Kramer. Out to Aubrey Olander, to the near side wing to Raleigh. Entry pass inside. Gibbs defending Erica Feldman. Top of the key, catch Strecker, she traveled. Now Dieters checks in. Get her back in on offense. Press is on for the Redskins. She'll come in for Keelan Rempe. Gibbs inbounding. Kramer and Dieters are up to catch the inbound, and Dieters with the catch. The look to the near side. Guarded by Strecker. Both teams with 2,000 feet. With 2:30 to go. All the way underneath the basket. Wrap around pass. Hayden Kramer dribbles to the wing. Bob inside. Jersey Haberkin goes to work on Aubrey Olander. Swats that one out of bounds. Haberkin tried to save it. She could have just let it go out of bounds. But it'll go to Little River. Freshman mistake by Josie Haberkin. And she will exit the game. And it will be Fort Thompson that will check in. Keelan Rempe will be in as well for Owen Dieters. 2:20 to go. 44-37. Inbound goes to the middle. To Strecker. 2:16 to go. Long ways to climb for Centralia. And now pushing foul against Hayden Kramer, trying to not let Elena Eck catch the ball. And that will be her third. And now we'll be on the near sideline. And Dieters will check in for Rempe now. Dieters on defense with four fouls with 2:10 to go. Raleigh the inbounder to the near side corner, going to Feldman, back to Raleigh. And off to Eck. Gets away from a couple defenders, now brings it back towards midcourt, 2 minutes to go. Telling Hayden Kramer to come defend the ball. And now a foul on a reach in for Hayden Kramer, that's going to be your fourth. Elena Eck just so skilled holding on to the basketball. And now the rest of the way, any foul that Centralia commits will send Little River to the free throw line. With 1:55 to go, still 44-37. And down for Raleigh, he goes into the backcourt to Strecker. Pass it back to Eck from the midcourt half circle. Presented by Tatum Kramer. A little piece of it. And now a 5 second call on Tatum Kramer, doing a fantastic job getting up in Elena Eck. What a terrific job by the junior, Tatum Kramer, on defense. Down to Dieters, defended by Strecker. Need a basket here, 1:40 to go. Dieters fumbled it, so she gives it up to Hayden Kramer. Back to Dieters, going to try a long three straight away. Got it! With the triple, she's got 19, 4-point ball game. Timeout, Centralia. 1:29 to go, 2-possession game here in Colby. And we will take a timeout. It's a 60-second break here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Have you ever wondered what a new kitchen, bath, or office would be like, but worried about your budget? Let Hilltop Creations cure your curiosity with free estimates, complete with computerized drawings. To see all the latest options and colors, give them a call. They'll come to your location and discuss what features, styles, and colors you'd like for a kitchen, bath, or office. To see all the latest options available for you, call Lynn and Gail Lears at Hilltop Creations, 785-336-3142.
Save 20 cents a gallon with the DinoPay app when you fill up your fuel tank at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and also in Waterville and Blue Rapids. Download the DinoPay app and start saving today. Receive 20 cents off per gallon using your Mobile Advantage debit. Find all the details and start saving your 20 cents per gallon at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and in Waterville and Blue Rapids.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Little River basketball, they lead Centralia 44-40 with 1:29 to go in the ballgame. Here's the inbound from X to Strecker, defended by Hayden Kramer. Brings up across that court. Hayden Kramer comes over to help. He deflected it off her knee, and it's going to Centralia. They turned it over, 1:23 to go in Centralia basketball. That was right in front of me, so that's plain as day. Beautifully done by Hayden Kramer. Inbound to Dieters on the near side corner. Brings it up on the near side to the middle. 1:16 to go. Calls out the play. Far side wing. Looking to drive on Strecker. Whistle on 5 second call on defense is called. Man, I don't know about that call. Wasn't being pressured that heavily by Strecker. So turnover right back to the Redskins. 10 to go. Here's Eck. Gets that Tatum Kramer and a push on the back. Now we'll send Eck to the free throw line in the bonus. And that will be her third personal foul. Elena Eck is 8 for 10 from the free throw line so far today. First one on the way is good. She now has 18 points and leads Redskins in scoring. And that one is good as well. She goes 2 for 2. Dieters brings it up, 1 minute to go. 46-40, Little River. Step back three on the way for Dieters. Too strong, long rebound for Tatum Kramer. Can she get it? No, she cannot. She can't save it. in Coach Thompson, not happy with the shot selection. Now they have to get back on defense with 53 and a half seconds left. And timeout's going to be called by Little River. We'll take it as well. 60-second timeout, 46-40 Little River, 53 and a half seconds left to go here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Kansaland Radio.
It's a 40 now our score. A couple of big free throws from Elena Eck. Centralia offensively is really struggled here in this fourth quarter. Only 6 points, four of which coming from Owen Dieters, who has been sporadically in and out of this fourth quarter due to foul trouble. She's been in for the entirety of this past 2 minutes or so. Still not a lot of offense going on for Centralia. They trailed just 36-34 going into the fourth quarter. Inbound goes in for the Redskins to Elena Eck up the far side, intended by for Thompson. And Eck drives right. Pass to Kramer. Pass back to Strecker. Hands it off to Eck. Kramer with a Fowler. And that'll be her fourth foul. So Hayden and Tatum Kramer, as well as Owen Dieters and Joseph Haverkamp, all with four fouls. So Eck will shoot two more. She is 10 of 12 from the free throw line. First one's up and good. She's been lights out from the charity stripe. She has 20 points. That one's short, though. Rebound by Core Thompson. Down by three possessions. They need to work really quickly. 35 seconds left. Peters drives underneath the basket. Underhand pass. In Kramer. Don't have time to keep doing this dribbling. There's a long two. Contested, but she's fouled on the arm. 26.2 seconds left. She'll go to the line to shoot two. Love to make two, but just needing to make one to get back within two possessions. Still a long shot to complete this comeback here. 26.2 seconds left. First one for the 5'7 freshman is good. It was a little short. Grazed the rim, but ended up getting a friendly roll. That's her third free throw make. She has 9 points. One more try for Hayden Kramer. 47-41. Now the deficit for Centralia. Second one. That one's no good. Rebound by Aubrey Olander. And now a foul by Tatum Kramer, and that's it for her game. 6 points for Tatum Kramer. She had all of her points in the first half. Heck of a junior season for Tatum Kramer. She'll be back with Owen Dieters for one final ride in her senior season. 21.5 seconds left. A couple free throws coming up here. For guess who? Elena Eck once again. First one on the way. That's short. She's now 11 for 15 from the free throw line after missing a couple in a row. Second one's up. That one is good, and that is the one that will most likely do it. 20 seconds left. Three possession deficit. Dieters driving. Gets bumped, fouled, and she'll go to the line to shoot two. Fouled by Feldman. A heck of a season for Owen Dieters as well. Likely to make All-State once again this year. And she'll be back with the slew of freshmen that this team has, as the first free throw is no good. She is 7 for 11 from the free throw line. 19 points for Dieters. Second one's up. That one is good. 20 points for Owen Dieters. And now a timeout called by Little River. And another timeout by the Redskins. And we'll take it as well with them. 60-second break. here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Elmer's Repair and Supply in Centralia is your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer and has a great sales catalog available. Just stop in and get yours today. Find great buys on several things you need, like K-Tool jumper cables, the heavy 4-gauge type for farm and commercial use, PartsMaster engine oil filters with great prices for all your applications, and they carry Green Mountain pellet grills in several models to choose from. See Elmer's Repair and Supply in Centralia, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer.
KMZA.
Centralia trails 48-42 with 14.7 seconds left and a foul on the inbound. And that will do it. Good foul against Owen Dieters. She finishes her game with 20 points. And very soon we'll get you out to Great Bend where Axtell is taking on Lebo. 182 boys state semifinal. Justin Fluke out there calling that for us. The first free throw for Erica Feldman is good. I'll tell you all about their first round win against St. John's Tipton and get you ready for tip off in that one. That one's good as well for Feldman. 50-42 now the score. Kramer, 10 seconds left. And she lost that amount. Turnover. Eight 8.4 seconds left to the ball game. Redskins are going to advance to the championship game, and Centralia will play in the third place game coming up tomorrow. And that is it. 50-42, the final score. We'll be back here in a few minutes with a post-game show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Community Healthcare Systems offers outpatient specialty clinics in Holton, Onega, and St. Mary's. Visiting specialists offer appointments for allergy, immunology, audiology, cardiology, dermatology, ear, nose, and throat, orthopedics, oncology, pain management, podiatry, psychiatry, surgery, and urology. For more information, please contact their Onega, Holton, or St. Mary's clinics, or visit chcsks.org. Community Healthcare Systems, enriching the health and lives of the people they serve.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
KMZA.
Final score here in Colby. Centralia falls to Little River 50-42 here on our post-game show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. So overall, it was 20 points for Owen Dieters. She had a tough time shooting tonight, unfortunately. She was 5 for 19 from the floor, 2 of 6 from beyond the arc. She did have 9 free throw makes out of 13 attempts. It was just a rough day at the office for Owen and for the rest of the team as well, as there was 6 points apiece for Tava Gibbs and Tatum Kramer, 9 for Hayden Kramer. She had a pretty solid day, though. She had she shot 3 for 8 from the floor, 4 for 5 from the free throw line as well, and a free throw for Josie Haverkamp. It was a rough night for her. She was 0 for 7 from the floor. Tava Gibbs also struggled, 0 for 2 from the floor. Tatum Kramer was 1 for 6. And all that combined, resulting in just 20% shooting for the Panthers on the day, just 21% from beyond the arc as well. If you can't shoot well inside, you got to be able to make some threes, and they were unable to do that as well. Little River doing just enough to get the win. They outscored Centralia 14-8 in the fourth quarter. Heck of a season, though, for the Panthers. They'll play in a third-place game coming up tomorrow against the loser of our game at 8 o'clock against Frankfurt and St. John. Well, that's going to do it here from Colby for now. Until then, we'll send it out to Great Bend, where Justin Fluke is standing by to catch the Axel boys taking on Lebo here on the MFC Sports Radio Network.